wish to ask you another bit of it, Mr. Lestrade. I have to resit an examination, you see, in 3 days' time. Do you think I can afford even a minute to read the daily something or other?
Then may I start with your activities since Tuesday? I suppose you'll say you've been boning up on anatomy or some such.
God, no. Tuesday I was drunk.
You were what?
Flat on my back. Most of the afternoon and well into Wednesday morning. Then I remembered how little I knew for the examination, so I've been here off and on ever since.
Off and on?
A man has to take a moment away from work from time to time. That's basic anatomy, you know. I could get a few good marks for that.
Can anyone vouch for this?
Most of the men here, I should say. Is that not right?
Now, answer me this, McElroy. Have you been home to Belfast this last week?
What?
Miss Susan Cushing, your former landlady, received on Thursday by parcel post from Belfast a cardboard box containing 2 severed human ears.
I'm sorry. Mr. What did you say your name was?
Lestrade.
Oh, dear heaven. If that isn't the best I've heard this whole month. Did she think I might have done it?
Did she not ask you to leave her house because of your notorious delinquency?
It really is too good, Inspector. No. Oh, dear, let us be serious for a moment, then. I have nothing whatever to do with this package. I'm sorry.
So you say.
Let me tell you several good reasons why. First, I play no tricks on ladies. Nurses, that's another affair. But ladies, no. Second, I have never had reason to go to Belfast. Nor anywhere in Ireland, for that matter. My family came from there, yes, but they have lived in Buckingham these 3 generations.
You might have had your package sent off.
Man alive. It is 2 whole years since Miss Cushing and I parted company forever. And any man here will tell you, Inspector, I would not bear a grudge for 10 minutes. No. And lastly, where in the name of goodness would I be getting the ears from?
Well, I should have considered it obvious, man. Just look about you.
No, Inspector, you look about you. Look here, for instance. You'll find all their heads upstairs, Inspector, in the 2nd year cranial class.
Do we expect Miss Sarah Cushing to be at home?
If my suspicion is correct, Watson, she either will or will not be. Each eventuality will be of the greatest significance.
Oh, this whole business is becoming a miasma.
On the contrary.
Now, apply yourself to the door knocker. That's a good fellow.
Well. Oh. Good morning to you, sir.
Is Miss Cushing not at home, do you know, sir?
Miss Sarah Cushing is extremely ill.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Doctor Shaughnessy. May I ask, Doctor, what is the matter with her? Is it any concern of yours, gentlemen?
My friend is himself in practice.
John Watson. You'll not be a local man, then.
We've just come from Croydon, from Miss Cushing's sister's house. Miss Susan Cushing.
Well, I'm afraid you may tell Miss Susan Cushing that Miss Sarah is suffering from brain symptoms of great severity.
Do you have any suspicion, Doctor, as to how this may have been brought on?
You are probably as well placed as I to guess at that, Doctor. The symptoms began at some time yesterday afternoon and aggravated thereafter.
Might it be possible for me to see your patient?
I cannot, in conscience, permit it. As Miss Cushing's own medical adviser, I would not wish the responsibility of allowing anyone to disturb her. I should recommend you call again in about 10 days. Good day to you, Doctor. Sir?
Oh, well, if we can't see her, we can't.
The lady's dangerously ill does not concern you, Holmes.
On the contrary, it's conclusive.
Oh, that there is now yet another Irish medical man in case.
Oh, Watson, you don't seriously entertain what Lestrade's pleased to call a fury, do you?
No. Of course not.
Oh, good. Well, I have a telegram to send. And then, my dear fellow, you may congratulate me, for the matter is entirely cleared up.
I can still hear that gallows bird laughing.
Lestrade?
Thank you. To think that your profession, Dr. Watson, can harbour such... little better than hooligans.
You allowed your natural antipathy for Mr. McElroy to get the better of your open mind. I tried to help you, Lestrade. I thrust each indication to the contrary under your nose, literally, but you failed to draw the appropriate conclusion.
So that was why we kept...